It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The Brooklyn music venue Avant Gardner is one of the largest of its kind in New York City. It's also been in an ongoing battle with the state liquor authority over what officials say is, quote, rampant illegal drug use inside the venue. Now, emails and other records WNYC has obtained show that Mayor Eric Adams' office helped arrange a rare meeting between Avant Gardner's owner and a top aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul. Joining me to talk about this story is WNYC's Albany reporter, John Campbell. John, welcome back to Morning Edition.
Hi, Michael.
I think many of us may have never heard of Avant Gardner. What is it and what's it all about?
Yeah, it's not exactly a household name, but the words Brooklyn Mirage, that may be more recognizable to some people. That's one of the venues that's part of this bigger facility that makes up Avant Gardner. And it takes up a whole city block in this remote industrial part of East Williamsburg. It's capable of hosting around 6,000 people, and that's huge. I mean, you'd have to step up to arenas like Madison Square Garden and Barclays Center to find something bigger in the city. And this place attracts some of the biggest names in electronic music. I actually went to an event there a couple weeks ago.
Really huge disco ball in the middle of the floor, like bigger than I've ever seen before. It's enormous.
The doors didn't open until 10 p.m. It didn't really get crowded until midnight, but that's might be what you expect from a place that was named one of the best large clubs in all of North America.
So then how did Mayor Adams and Governor Hochul get mixed up into the story here, John?
So this club, it's something that Adams supported back when he was Brooklyn Borough President. He wrote letters in support of its liquor license and for it to stay open past 4:30 a.m. But the club's been at odds with the State Liquor Authority, better known as the SLA, since shortly after it opened on a full-time basis in 2017. In July of that year, a 41-year-old man overdosed at the club, according to the NYPD and the medical examiner. A 21-year-old woman overdosed in 2018. Both of them died. After that, the SLA started giving the venue a closer look. It's accused Avant Gardner of being a place where young people get high on ecstasy and ketamine. We obtained data showing that in a roughly four-year period starting in 2018, at least 1,600 people were treated on site for intoxication or what's known as altered mental state. That's a condition often tied to drug use. That time period even includes a year and a half where the site was closed for COVID. So eventually, the SLA hit the venue with more than 50 disciplinary charges. And the exchanges between the SLA and Avant Gardner have gotten very heated. Here's the authority's chair, Vincent Bradley, at a meeting last year comparing it to a competing Manhattan venue. He's responding to Avant Gardner's attorney claiming drug use happens at all nightlife spots.
To my knowledge, no one has died at Webster Hall, at least since I've been in this chair. And they have died at your place.
Avant Gardner settled so it didn't risk losing its liquor license. It paid a $100,000 fine in 2020, and it agreed to hire an independent monitor that reports back to the SLA. Where Mayor Adams and Governor Hochul's offices come in is when Avant Gardner tried to get rid of that independent monitor early.
Now, John, you obtained these records of a meeting that took place last year with Hochul's office. What exactly have you learned about that?
So one of Avant Gardner's owners, Jürgen Bildstein, he's better known as Billy, he was able to secure what really is a rare and private meeting in July of last year with several top city and state officials, including Catherine Garcia. Garcia, she used to be a high-ranking city official. Now she's Hochul's director of state operations. And that's a big job that includes oversight of the SLA, and that really speaks to the level of access that Bildstein had here. So Bildstein sent documents to Hochul's team arguing that the SLA was retaliating against his company. The SLA denies that, by the way. But those documents, they also show Avant Gardner was planning to ask the SLA to end the monitorship, and he was courting the support of the governor's office in that effort.
Did that work? Did the governor's office offer that support?
The governor's office, it wouldn't disclose the details of that meeting, and the SLA said none of its staff discussed the meeting with anyone on the governor's team. And in fact, an SLA spokesperson told me that he wasn't even aware of that meeting until I asked about it. I should say Avant Gardner did fire that monitor. The SLA did force it to hire a new one. But the other notable thing here, Michael, is how this meeting came about. Mm-hmm. Mayor Adams' office helped arrange it. And one of his top aides, Ingrid Lewis Martin, she was present for it. So Adams not only has this long history of throwing his support behind Avant Gardner, his close friend and confidant, his former chief of staff, Frank Carone, he actually represented Avant Gardner as their attorney, including for two successful lawsuits he brought against the SLA on Avant Gardner's behalf 5 years ago. So Adams has faced repeated questions in the past over whether he's shown favoritism to Carone's former clients. And this meeting raises more questions about whether Adams and his team are willing to use the mayor's office to benefit people or businesses close to his inner circle.
How has the mayor's office responded to this revelation, John?
Adams' office told me that this was a meeting that involved a number of local outer borough businesses who have complained about the SLA, but records we got from the governor's office seem to refute that claim. They show Bildstein was the only business owner present for it. The mayor's office also said it disagrees with the SLA's characterization of Avant Gardner having a problem with drug use. The mayor's spokesperson, Fabian Levy, he praised the venue's security protocols. As for Carone, he resigned as Adams chief of staff last year, but he's widely expected to head the mayor's reelection campaign. He told me he had no knowledge of that meeting last year.
I certainly would not inject myself into a matter with a previous client. So I'm not aware that it took place, and I had nothing to do with it and have nothing to do with it.
What's next, John, for Avant Gardner?
I did send a list of questions to Billy Bildstein, the owner, and Avant Gardner's attorneys, including one about a third death that we discovered from 2021, which the SLA didn't even know about. I did not receive a response to those questions. Instead, Avant Gardner's attorney subpoenaed me in relation to a lawsuit that is currently fighting. It was filed by a man who says he was kicked out of the venue and later fell out of a fourth floor window at a different location. Now, Avant Gardner's liquor license is up for renewal on May 4th, and at this point, it's likely to be renewed.
John, terrific reporting. John Campbell is our Albany reporter. John, we'll look for any updates that you gather on this.
Thank you, Michael.
And you can read more of John's story in Gothamist.com.